Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. Do you ever question your faith or your relationship with God? Do you ever doubt if God is faithful and is who He says He is? Let us not only recall what He has done for us before, but recognize His ongoing work in our lives and the lives of others. How wonderful that we have His word to meditate upon, knowing it's not just a list of do's and don'ts, but a testimony of His integrate involvement, goodness and grace in our lives. Our scripture for today is from Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6. Here is Tanya.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight.
So let us be determined this week to choose to believe once again that God deeply cares for us, loves us unconditionally, and is always with us. Even when our faith weakens or we suffer through the trials of this world, let us always remember that we can rely on God's promises, His word, His goodness, and His faithfulness. We can find joy even in the midst of our darkest moments. May we rely on God with childlike faith, embracing every adventure with wonder and curiosity. Let's trust in our Heavenly Father with all of our heart, soul, and mind, acknowledging His sovereignty and higher thoughts. May we lean into His divine direction, knowing it leads to His glory and the salvation of others. And let us be determined to never forget that God hears our prayers, and He is our Lord who heals, restores, and provides. He moves through all circumstances to grow our faith, bring deliverance at exactly the right time, and give us renewed hope. May we surrender our own ways, thoughts, and plans, and obediently follow God's ways, acknowledging that He is ultimately in control. And lastly, as we draw closer to God, may we see every aspect of our lives from His perspective, not our own. May we know deep in our hearts that He is good, majestic, and awesome, and to Him alone belongs all power, glory, majesty, and splendor, for everything in heaven and on earth is His marvelous creation. He is our living hope, now and forever. So are you ready to recommit the devotion of your heart to our Lord once again? Believe in His unfailing goodness and immerse yourself in His eternal truth, trusting that He is for you and therefore nothing can ever stand against you. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Dear Father God, we know You want to prosper and bless us in every way possible. Help us to trust You with our decisions and future. Give us clear guidance for Your purpose for our lives. We desire to please You through our obedience and submission to You, and by the way we love and honor our fellow brethren. Help us to accept that Your ways are not our ways, and Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Help us to lean into Your divine ways so that miracles can happen through us for Your glorious salvation of souls. In Jesus' name we pray.
We ask God that we would learn to sit comfortably with You in the mystery of suffering, knowing that You are a good Father and that we are Your children and that You've got it covered. So may we seek to become more Christ-like rather than get our questions of where and what and why answered. May we be content with the fact that You know all things and that You hold us in the middle of it all. We pray in Jesus' name.
Lord Jesus, we want to suffer to participate in Your sufferings. We want this communion of love. So here we are, we give ourselves to You, to live for You.
Oh Lord, Heavenly Father, we ask that You just give them the peace and comfort of knowing that You're there beside them and walking with them and sometimes carrying them through whatever troubles that they're going through. And all this and we ask in Your Son, Jesus Christ's name.
Father, in the name of Jesus, by Your Spirit, God, we ask by faith. Your word says, God, that for those of us, if we call upon Your name and we draw near to You, Father, that You are right there in the midst of us. So God, as we align our hearts to you and incline our ears to you and set our gaze upon you, God, that you will respond to us. Your word says that you inhabit the praises of your people. So God, by faith, we are people that praise you. We are people that believe you at your word. We are people that believe that when you say something, that if you speak a word, it will not return void until it has accomplished the purposes for which you've spoken it. So help us, Father, to have faith again, to believe again, to trust again, to hope again, to believe that you will come through, that you will answer our prayers, Father God, that you yourself incline your ears to our prayers, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.